Josh, take us through your thoughts on that last play. Did you do you think you tied the game with a touchdown pass, or did you know that your receiver had been pushed out of bounds?
I mean, my eyes aren't that good to see that, but you know, I thought the offensive line did an amazing job on that play because, you know, that play, everybody's working in the end zone, and it's kind of run an initial route and then just try to get open. And the Saints did a good job of covering the initial routes. And, you know, I was sitting in there going through, and the O-line held up, started converging a little bit. But they gave me an opportunity to escape. And, yeah, when Mike caught it, you know, he was in bounds when he caught it. So, I mean, you don't really see anything leading up to that. But, yeah, I mean, such a rush of emotion, thinking that you made the play to keep it going. But, you know, obviously it didn't turn out that way.
That kind of day when Vincent Jackson can't get in the end zone and run, you know, is pushed out at the one, and then he catches the ball with both feet kind of just over the back of the end zone. Is it just that game of inches that we talk about?
Yeah, you know, you do say football. Yeah, it's a game of inches, and, you know, that's the way the game goes sometimes. You know, you have to prepare to be able to make every play to, because you never know. You never know which play is going to be the play that it's going to go your way or not go your way. So, you know, right now we just have to continue to prepare. And, you know, we have one coming up on Thursday night. So, yeah.
No, go ahead.
What's the frustration level to put up the kind of offensive production that you did, that Vincent had, and to come away without the victory?
You know, it's just win-loss to us. It's black and white. You know, we go in each week and we prepare as well as we can, and then the next week you go out and you try to prepare even better, and you know, to come out and I mean, every week we give it all we got. You know, this week it just didn't go our way. You know, the Saints are a heck of a football team, you know, and I mean, bottom line, they made more plays, scored more points.
Josh, can you talk about the goal line situation after Vincent caught the 95-yard pass and you guys couldn't get in on four plays from the one?
You know, it's just like you just said, you know, we weren't able to get in. You know, it's you look at our goal line offense up until this point, you know, we were able to make it, but I know they did something different with their front, kind of shifted it a little bit, and you know, just made the plays once again. You know, this is a league that comes down to execution. You know, you can have the best scheme in the world, but if you're unable to execute, then it's all for naught. And, you know, down there, we just didn't get it done.
Are all three of those runs called from the sideline, or do you check out in or out of any of those plays?
I mean, when you're at the goal line, you know, you want to hit quick hitters, you want to hit direct. You want to have a chance to run behind big 77 and 70 and, you know, and I boot out on the play, so I just saw that they didn't get in. So, yeah, you know, I have to go back, check it out, watch the film. But, you know, I was just really happy with the way, even after that adversity, even after all the stuff that had transpired, our guys continue to fight, you know, till the end. And, yeah, sometimes it just doesn't go your way.
For as much as you don't play Drew Brees, I mean, you play the Saints defense, did you have a sense, or do you have a sense when you play him, that I've got to be great today? And did you feel like, you know what, I for the most part, I matched him, you know, shot for shot?
Well, you know, like you said, I mean, Drew is truly an elite quarterback, and, you know, he's able to manage his offense to where it's really hard for people to stop, you know, watching the film, because we've had some overlapping opponents, and just seeing some of the passes he makes, some of the plays he makes, you know, the guy is a tremendous, tremendous competitor. And, you know, yeah, like you said, you never really think about, other than the standpoint of, we want to time possession, convert on third downs, because you want to keep number nine off the field. You know, those were two of our goals coming into the game. And but no, I mean, you just kind of look at each situation and each play for what it is, and I try to execute to the best of your ability.
Talk about Tyquan Underwood.
Tyquan?
Mm-hmm. In relationship with him, it seems like you guys are starting to gel. You know, he had his first touchdown at his career today. He's a guy who's been three different teams in 4 years.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely really happy with Tyquan. You know, he's a guy that we acquired over training camp, and final cuts happened, and he didn't have a roster spot. But I think that Tyquan, he brings a lot to the team, not just as a player, but just as a, like his personality. And, you know, the guy's a great guy, great teammate to have. And, you know, you're happy with the way he works. He's a great guy to be around, a lot of fun. And he, I mean, he makes plays, you know. You saw it today. Even there were a number of situations where, especially, I mean, towards the end, there's a play down the middle, the high ball that he went up and got. And even last week, you know. But, yeah, just really, really proud of Tyquan, the way he works, the way he competes, and happy to have him as a teammate.
With fourth down on the goal line, what are you looking for, and what did you see from the
play? You know, fourth down on the goal line, you know, basically it's a bootleg. You're hoping you can get good sack, you know, and once again, you have to tip your hat to the Saints. I mean, they kind of called it from the standpoint of, the end crashed down hard, still maintained enough contain. I'd like to think I'd be fast enough to get outside of him, but apparently was not. And then, you know, they did a good job covering on the back end.
On that last play, it turns out it's legal that once the quarterback leaves the pocket, that a defender can't push a receiver out of bounds. Is that an explanation that was ever given, a rule you're ever aware of or anything?
You know, you're aware of the rules, but as far as things that you can't really control, you know, you just go out and play.
Thanks, Josh. Thank you.